Inspiring music. Oh, the Lord Nelson Mass. That's by Franz Joseph Haydn. And you gotta love that constant back and forth between the choir, the soloists, almost feels theatrical. Haydn at his most ceremonial writing there. So inspiring at this time of year. And speaking of inspiring, joining me now is Brian Ray, who was conducting that as we were hearing that right now. I got the backstage view already, and I'm so inspired.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Thanks for dropping by. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure, really.
Well, you are the conductor of Choral Works here in Collingwood. You're bringing this wonderful Canadian choral tradition to Southern Georgian Bay. And after 4 decades with St. Michael's Cathedral in Toronto, director of choral music with the prestigious St. Michael's Choir School. I'm not even going to go into the papal honors as a knight, all that good stuff. I'm going to go right to May 2nd because you're going to be leading Choral Works to that kind of victorious sound that we just heard. How do you feel? I mean, you were already conducting along. I feel the energy already of the performance.
The choir has done such a marvelous job in preparation.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's going to be a great concert.
Oh, it's going to be
a wonderful
inspiring
concert.
Yeah. And it's called Majesty and Merriment. So yes. We're starting with the Majesty. We heard the Majesty right there, associated with Admiral Nelson's victory. Napoleon, victory over Napoleon, all the turmoil of the era. Right. Here's Haydn, you know.
And yet that's sort of looked at when you do each movement, because one of the titles was Mass in D minor. Well, there's the opening Mass in D minor, which is very grand and glorious with trumpet and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then you have the great Gloria, glory to God in the highest. And that's exactly what he's captured in each movement. For instance, the end of the Sanctus, the Benedictus, very fine quartet. And what does the choir sing? It very sin, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That's all. It just fits together magical. And
beautiful.
Then ending with that chorus you just heard.
Dona nobis pacem, deliver us peace. Yes, timely music. Tell us a little bit about the emotional pacing across the concert, because we start with Majesty and we're heading to Merriment.
Yes,
something joyous, fun.
The second part of that is what I call Songs for Canada.
Yep.
And I've chosen three wonderful pieces. One
okay,
is
what are those?
The Song for Canada, written by Paul Halley, who's was first performed in 1992 at Canada Day at Parliament Hill.
Yep.
And it's been performed every year since.
Mm.
So we start with that.
Yep.
And then the second thing we're going to do is an interesting Georgian Bay number.
Okay.
Composed by Eleanor Daly, who's from Georgian Bay.
Paradise.
And called Paradise.
Beautiful.
And you actually think you're in Paradise the way she wrote it. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
A nice reset after the Haydn.
Yeah. And then the third one is one of the songs from the Newfoundland Outports.
Okay.
Arranged by Harry Summers. It has all sorts of wonderful dynamics, plus some spoken things.
Mm.
And it's a wonderful number. It has all sorts of interesting things. Very short, but it's a wonderful way to tribute to Canada. We have, the Canadian, and then we have local, and then we have something from the East Coast. So it's a wonderful
terrific.
Little
the Canadian core right there in the middle of the program. And then tell us a little bit about Merriment. What have you programmed?
We're going to do some Gilbert and Sullivan.
Ah, fantastic.
It's I guess the most common known of the Gilbert and Sullivan's, I am a modern major general.
Oh, love that one. Oh, I'm going to program that one now that
it's
you mentioned it.
It's a tongue twister.
Oh, it is. It is.
A couple of things about Gilbert and Sullivan.
Yep.
You know that they did a tune that comes from the second act of The Pirates called Hail, Hail, the Gang's All Here, which has become a college favorite. And also, they wrote a couple of songs that are not connected with opera, which they were very famous for, called The Lost Chord and Onward Christian Soldiers. You know, but they're a wonderful arrangement of pieces that we're doing, but ending with that glorious chorus, I am a modern major general. Yeah.
I am the very
modern major.
Model of major. I hear you there. Oh, well, you have a fantastic team who's going to bring this to life, Choral Works. Tell us how they're doing.
Well, they worked very hard in the preparation, and they actually love the Haydn Mass, And they also love these other things, the merriment side of the concert.
Yeah.
And we mix those things because I think that's what Georgian Bay needs. We bring on all the classical choral music to Collingwood, but there's still time to have some fun at the end.
Absolutely.
And that's what we hope that we capture with the merriment side of the concert.
Perfect, perfect. Now, why does this work? It's spring, right? It's spring in Southern Georgian Bay. We're waiting for spring.
Hopefully it will come.
Hopefully it will come in time for your concert. It's May 2nd, Saturday, May 2nd, 7 p.m. A good reason to come up to Collingwood. Watch how everything's going to bloom, and the music is going to be a part of that process. Majesty and Merriment with Brian Ray and his wonderful Choral Works team. It's called A Choral Spring. And as you heard on the program, there will be Haydn's Lord Nelson Mass, Songs of Canada, and finally, a little snapshot, a tribute to Gilbert and Sullivan. All right.
Along with orchestra and soloists.
Orchestra and soloists. Well, tell us about the orchestra. You have some great trumpet solos in that, Haydn.
Yeah, that's what it is. The concertmaster is David McFadden, who's well-known in the area. He's the concertmaster of the Huronia Symphony Orchestra.
Yep.
And David's putting together a group for me, and they come, and we rehearse beforehand and put it all together. It's
terrific.
Great. You know, wonderful.
How do we get tickets?
You can get them at 705-888-4454.
Mm-hmm.
That's 705-888-4454. Or on our website, choralworks.ca, or you can get them from one of our members.
Perfect. Choralworks.ca. That'll give you all the info you need. Choralworks.ca. Thank you, Brian. Any closing thoughts? What are you up to until May 2nd?
Rehearsing.
A lot of rehearsing. I can imagine.
No.
That's a lot of repertoire.
Yeah, it is. And it's so enjoyable to put together.
It is, as we heard.
Somebody said to me one time, you know, you should love what you do and do what you love.
Ah.
And I'm just doing that. So I'm enjoying it. And the chorus is enjoying it. So come out to the concert. Have a great evening.
Amazing.
May 2nd, 7 p.m., Presbyterian Church here in Collingwood. Look forward to seeing you.
And now let's cue up that number we were talking about, Arthur Sullivan, Pirates of Penzance. Here it is.